I think it's definitely been a long, hard season because obviously we had a successful time in the playoffs last year, and so you know we didn't get finished till beginning of June, and then we're back in and the last week of June. So the break was very, very short last year, and it obviously has an effect on this season. And yeah, I think you're right. It's towards the end. It's been a long, hard season for us. But if you'd have offered me the minute after we won at Wembley the opportunity to stay in the league, then we'd have took it straight away. What we've done is we stopped the rot last year, we bounced back straight away, and now we've built solid foundations again. And you know, it's going to be an important summer for us to build on those foundations.
Is that something that makes you very proud that, you know, a lot of managers came and went before you, and you know, seemingly it was all going down, and for yourself, you were able to get that sustainability for the club, stability, and like I say, move them forward?
Definitely, you know, it's what you wanted to do when you first come in. We wanted to try and get back as quickly as we could, and we managed to do that at the first attempt, and then to continue the work that we did on that and have a season like we've had, it is one of pride, but one that the players deserve an enormous amount of credit for. Like I say, in my time here, I don't think they've got the credit that they've deserved, even winning at Wembley. It was always something else was overshadowing it. So I feel sorry for the players a little bit that they've not got all the plaudits that, in my opinion, they should have been given.
Given, though, on the Player of the Season awards, Curtis Tilt, Clark Robertson, the likes as well, fully deserved. A good celebration.
We were attacking force this year, weren't we? No, in all seriousness, the lads that got the awards, you know, they were fully deserved. Clark has been, ever since I've arrived, he's just grown so much as a player and a person as well. You know, you see how he handles the media side of it now, and what he's like on the pitch from a talking point of view. He's really grown as a player on that front. His performances have been fantastic. He's one of the best ball-playing centre-halves in the league. He's got a fantastic left foot, and he's added goals this season, which is always important for a defender to contribute from set play. So the sky's the limit for him. He can go as high as he wants to, and he's got to keep making the improvement that he's shown over the last 2 years. I know he's got ambitions to try and break into the Scottish squad, and you've got to applaud those ambitions, and he set his sights high, and he's got something to work for. He's got a purpose every day that he comes in to try and achieve that. Tilty, what do you say about Tilty? What a story, you know, from coming in non-league to making his debut at Bradford. And I said at the time, I think if you look back, it was a wonderful debut from him, and he's not stopped. And I sent my dad to watch him, and my dad is probably the toughest person to please ever in terms of a player. And I says, go on then. And he said, you're not going to believe this, what I tell you, which made me think, yeah, probably right, you're not. And he paid him an unbelievable compliment. He said he reminded him of Des Walker. Now, don't get carried away. He didn't mean just the way he played and the way he defended and how he was. He says he just reminded him of Des Walker. And as soon as I heard that, that was like, wow. For me, that was it. And for him to come in and perform the way he's done, and the only time he's missed games is when he's been suspended. I think he missed three games through suspension. But apart from that, his performances have been exceptional. And the two of them have performed, you know, they've formed a hell of a relationship. And in my opinion, you know, they were worthy winners.